Joining me in the studio right now, Alice Leonati. She is a voter service chairman for the Audrain County League of Women Voters. And good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, doing good. Glad to have you in here this morning. As a matter of fact, we've been talking a little bit about that, about this with some of our candidate interviews that we've been doing over the month for Mexico City Council, Mexico School Board. But you once again will be presenting a candidate forum. Just tell us a little bit about when, where, and everything about that.
Sure.
If you will.
Be happy to. Thanks for having me. So the League of Women Voters is a nonpartisan political organization, which kind of seems like a strange oxymoron in terms, but what it means is that we do not support or oppose any candidate running for public office, but we do try to make every opportunity apparent for the citizens and the candidates to get their opinions and their thoughts out there. So this candidates forum is going to be a week from Tuesday, March 26th, be at the Chamber of Commerce at 7 p.m. It's open to the public, and candidates for city council and school board will be appearing at that time and sharing their thoughts on the issues pertaining to the offices that they're wanting to run for.
I'm trying to do a count in my head, and I think it's five people running.
There's five people running for city council. Vicki Briggs and Chris Miller are incumbents and are running for re-election. And then we also have Joshua Price, Lane Chedwick, and Cameron Bisolo, who are running. So there's two positions and five people running for them. And then on the school board side, Lynette Brown has filed for a two-year term. She was appointed after Todd Yeager resigned, and so she has now filed to run to fill the remainder of that two-year term. No one else has filed for that particular position. And then there are three candidates who are running for two openings, lots of threes and twos,
yes.
It gets very confusing. Three candidates running for 2 3-year terms. One of them is Michelle Stevens. She is an incumbent. And then Jennifer Gore and Chris Williams have also filed. So two of those three will be elected to 3-year positions on the school board.
Understand. Kind of tell us how this will work.
Sure.
As far as questions go during the
Absolutely.
Forum.
So about a month ago, I contacted all the candidates by email. We normally have two questions that we pose to the candidates. And so one of them is going to be basically, what are your qualifications for whichever position that you're running for? And then the second question is, what are two issues that you see as the major issues that would be facing your term? So either city council or school board in the upcoming term, and what recommendations do you have for dealing with these issues? So they are writing written responses to those two questions, which will be submitted and published in the ledger. But then those two questions will also be brought to the forum, and that will be how we start the forum, that each candidate will have the opportunity to answer those two questions. They'll have about 2 minutes to do that. And then after we've done all of that for all school board, all the city council, then people who are attending will have the opportunity to write questions that can be submitted to the candidates, and they will answer them at that time. The questions have to be written in such a way that they can be answered by everyone, so we can't have somebody saying, I want to know why Joe Smith does, you know, something like that. So it would be, you know, I would suspect we might get questions for the school board candidates on, you know, what is your opinion on the upcoming bond issue?
Sure.
And that would be something, so every one of those candidates will have an opportunity to answer each one of those written questions. There will not be questions from the floor where people just, you know, pop up and yell out something, because this is, it's a forum, it's not a debate.
Right, and other candidates can't question other candidates.
Exactly. It's we're very civilized.
Yes, yes.
And honestly, over the years, I've been doing this for a long time. You know, I think the public appreciates the way the candidates present their ideas. And I deep in my heart, I wish that more of our public forums / debates were held similarly to how we do it in Mexico, Missouri, because there people respect each other's opinions. They may not agree with each other, and that's absolutely fine. That's what the public wants to know. They want to know how they are going to approach things. But, you know, we're civilized people, and we're not going to be, you know, yelling and being ugly.
Right, absolutely. And they have been very well run. I've attended several of those and covered them. It's always good to get to see where your candidates stand and get to know them a little bit as well. I think people would probably want to know, will this be live streamed? Does the league plan on live streaming it, or will maybe an audience member might?
If an audience member does, you know, that's sure, that's a possibility. We as a league will not be doing that because we just don't have all the...
No, yeah, I understand completely.
But if somebody in the audience was wanting to live stream, that's a possibility.
All right. This will be held at the Chamber this year, back to its original location.
Yeah, right, where we've done it most of the time, yeah.
All right. Well, I encourage everybody to go and check that out. And as always, I appreciate you coming in and sharing the information.
Well, thanks for getting the news out because, you know, this is grassroots politics, you know, at its best. And the fact that people have the opportunity to vote on those people that are going to be representing them on a day-to-day basis at our local level is very, very... It's important to vote at every level of our political system, but your local elections are very, very important. And I think sometimes we have a tendency to maybe just not get out because we think, oh well, it's not a big deal. But these are the people that are going to be making the decisions in our school board, for our city. It's going to paint the picture for the future of our community, and so it's really important for the citizens to get out and express their opinions with their votes on Election Day, which is April the 2nd.
Absolutely. We'll look forward to this candidate forum. Thank you for your time this morning, and we'll see you soon.
Thank
you so much.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Matt.